back to old school with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Second segment, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school to new school way. We had to give a little love to Teddy Bridgewater. He's battling right now. Now he's got a lot more free time on his hands, Austin.
He'll still be paying from the stands, though. Just ask him.
Yeah, he's on TV timeout right now, man. He said he's going to volunteer from the stadium. Maybe call in on a cell phone.
How about that, Teddy?
Yeah. What was it? What was the manager from the Mets that got kicked out?
Oh, Bobby Valentine.
And he came back in disguise. So maybe
fake Teddy, mustache.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went over a lot, man. And, you know, obviously we went over on the block with the Strick in the top 10. And obviously we did a little Teddy Bridgewater stuff. Gave our love to Ndamukong Suh. So it's full NFL day or NFL day today. Some other news. NFLPA leaders back. Director Howell amid the reports that they were in collusion with the owners. Yeah, you can back them all you want. You still were colluding. Hey, this is how we're going to make sure that our players and the ones that you represent aren't going to get paid. You can back them all you want. You can be stupid. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
They did it.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And somehow, some way, easily, it just came out. Because I think the guy that kind of put it out there on blast really didn't work hard for it. He just said, let me just check these court files. I'd heard a little. See, he probably got tipped. Hey, man, right. You might want to check the court filing on this date.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, look at here. And
I got some time over the weekend.
Yeah. To see what I find. Luckily, it's been kind of low-key so far until it becomes a slow news week in the middle of training camp and they go back on it and bring it up. And so we'll see what happens. But that's a big one. Another big one. Here's interesting news since we talked about Garrett Wilson getting paid. And this is a byproduct of, if you go back to last offseason, Brandon Ayuk from the 49ers was, I thought, all but traded to the Steelers. Then it was potentially, remember he was on Instagram watching the Washington Commanders film that thought he was going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was actually traded to the Patriots and he just had to sign off on it. He said no.
Nope.
Then he goes back to 49ers, re-ups negotiation, and he got paid. Well, all those eight scenarios that we just talked about, mind you, he was probably traded three times during the draft. Last year, he ended up getting hurt very early in the season. And Purcell, who was their first round pick, got shot. You know, was a wrong place at the wrong time. Now, on the flip side of that, the byproduct of it, the guy that got the chance was Juwan Jennings, who lit it up last year and became the number one option besides George Kittle for Brock Purdy. Career numbers. He knows Brandon Ayuk ain't going anywhere because he's getting wide receiver one money.
Mm-hmm.
You have a first round pick over there that's going to get, and they love him.
Yeah.
And he's probably healthy. Christian McCaffrey's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
George Kittle just got re-upped. He knows he ain't going to get any money. So now he's saying he wants it, which, you know, from the 49ers camp, which is a really, really big year for not only John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, but not only for everybody in there, the longstanding veterans and Bosa and all those guys. He said, hey, I want a new deal or trade me. Essentially, he wants to be traded.
Right. Because he knows they can't give him a new deal.
No.
With everything else they have going on with their cap, a new deal most likely is not in the cards for Juwan Jennings, who was good last year.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, 77 for 975, six touchdowns. That's pretty solid. But where you saw Juwan Jennings, that I think his most valuable for the 49ers, Jay, and where you saw the 49ers at their best is when Juwan Jennings was that, you know, third down silent assassin.
Yeah.
Guy. The guy that you wouldn't expect to come up and make that key catch to move the chains. When you have to focus on Ayuk, when you have to focus on Kittle. Oh, and then here comes Christian McCaffrey out of the backfield on an option route. And then, oh, Purdy has to scramble here, you know, 5 seconds after the snap. There's Juwan Jennings just sitting in the soft spot for first down conversion, right? To see a guy, you know, take advantage of his opportunity last year.
Yeah.
Good for him. Congratulations. But man, it's just too bad for San Francisco that
can't keep them all.
The number one, you can't keep them all. Or number two, that this guy is more interested in, I got a taste, give me more of personal success instead of how do we get back to being the organization, you know, that we were a couple of years ago.
Yeah. And also, I think, I mean, you listen, the 49ers kind of gave him a Mr. T starter kit, which they didn't do for Brock Purdy until they absolutely had to. They gave Jennings a little bit of Mr. T starter kit once Brandon Ayuk got hurt.
Yeah.
So the 49ers think, okay, we did you right last year, so you should be okay. No, my friend. You got him on a discount based on the circumstances at that point, which is you got a promotion by Brandon Ayuk getting hurt, mm-hmm. and we can't run you out there as a potential number one, having you essentially getting paid the rookie minimum. So you really didn't do him right. You did him right in the short term based on the circumstances. Now, what he did for you, he says, okay, I'm going to put up career numbers. He said, I'm going to have 77 catches. I'm going to have 975 yards and 6 touchdowns.
77 is half of his career total, by the way,
right.
of 155.
Right, but he's saying, I never had an opportunity before because you overfed Deebo Samuel, you had Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, and Brandon Ayuk. I've been begging for an opportunity. And you know what? Guess who really stepped up at the times when we played Detroit or Green Bay when he had the game-breaking play? Every time you ask me to step up, I not only do that. Plus, I'm your best. I've always been your best blocking wide receiver, which makes those guys better. Mm-hmm. The problem is they don't have the money for it, and you know it. And this is the time, as you can see across the NFL, it was Jonnu Smith from the tight end from the Dolphins did the same thing. Career year, kind of on a so-so team, even though I think 49ers have bounced back. You know what I mean? Pay me or trade me. Now, it takes a little while, but he's coming into training camp, so he's trying to find to get to a new spot where somebody will pay him off of that last year's numbers and get paid because he feels like this is his best opportunity, and it might be because he can't afford to – well, it's weird to say.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls – or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
To go play for $7.5 million. And not get the opportunities, but he won't get the same opportunities because Christian McCaffrey's back, George Kittle's, you know, obviously back, and then Brandon Ayuk could be back, and then Ricky Purcell as well. So for him, it's interesting for guys where you see Garrett Wilson get paid off of his opportunity and consistency, or a guy who was like a one-season wonder, where like, we don't think you're very that good, but we paid you enough.
This sounds too like Juwan Jennings talking like he thinks he's a number one on a team, right? Which, you know, he wasn't last year. Right. Kittle was healthy, and Kittle was good.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Juwan Jennings wants to be the number one, which makes me wonder if he wants to, you know, go somewhere else where he can settle for being the number two receiver for the money that he thinks he's owed. Because I think, you know, between him and his agent, they would say, yeah, look at what your role's been. You have 1 year. You know, a lot of guys have 1 year.
Right.
We want to get you to a place where we think that this 1 year can be the start to something bigger and better for you. When I look at Juwan Jennings, I don't see a number one in the NFL. I don't.
No,
I don't see a true number one outside guy. Maybe he gets there going into year five. I'm less sold. I think he's a, you know, above average wide receiver. Mm-hmm. But to your point on the block, there's a lot more, you know, capable wide receivers walking around out there. Juwan Jennings is good. I don't think he's special. But I think there's always going to be a handful of teams out there that would like to upgrade at their number two spot so that their current number two, you know, can go be their number three.
Right.
I think about a place like Indy offhand, right? Josh Downs is the second best receiver on that team, but they need him in the slot, right? Yeah. Alec Pierce is up and down. Michael Pittman Jr. is probably a 2A, not even a true number one. If you want to, you put money into Pittman. Cool. Great. I'm fine with that. But then if you want someone more consistent than Alec Pierce, who can do more as a wide receiver, you go get Juwan Jennings to put outside. So you can use Josh Downs where he's most comfortable right. as the number three.
Yeah.
That type of situation, I think, where Juwan Jennings can be that clear number two, not just a situational guy, is, I think, the ceiling for him for the next few years.
Yeah, and that's what he should want to do, but you got to find the team. And another team besides the Colts, I was thinking, is probably maybe, and obviously is salary cap dependent. But when you think of, I think of it like a team like Cleveland Browns. right? Sure. You got Jerry Jeudy, who, give him a shout out, of since getting torched by Steve Smith on that Thursday night, remember when he was with the Broncos, and you know, whatever happened between those two, gets traded from Denver to Cleveland, knocks it out the park. But they don't have a true number two. They have Cedric Tillman and Deontay Johnson. Yeah. So it's all gameplay between the player and the agent trying to get to the best situation possible so he can get the maximum amount of money based on the work he did last year. And I'm going to tell you how it goes from over my own experience. I deal with this, or had the, you know, my own situation where, you know, my second year had a good year, third year had a good year, and then it came time to get re-up. Then it was like, well, we want to see you do it in a high-pressure situation. Well, then it became to a point where I did it, and then, you know, Houston came, and I was able to kind of, by the byproduct, they signed a linebacker. I knew I could get out of town and get a better opportunity. But you got to make sure you have really good representation, because they'll put these charts up based on it. And it's purely, like, I remember when my agent called me, he's like, this is the numbers I need you to hit. Straight up. So when I was pulling up on that bus, I knew exactly where I was at. Hey, I got to get it. I got to get past so-and-so many tackles as a weak side linebacker, this many tackles as tackles for loss, blankety blank. Mm-hmm. Then you could sit back.
How many counting penalties?
I didn't get those yet.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't get those.
Those came later. Get paid and then get them.
I wonder if that did cost me some money. Yeah. Those. I was paying back some money then. That year, I was getting tons of letters from Art Shell. I was a little bit wild, man. But so I think for Juwan Jennings, unlike Garrett Wilson. And Juwan Jennings has put in a lot of time. I think he's exceeded expectations, right? Sometimes you got to kind of break out of jail, per se, as we used to say in the NFL, to go and get paid. Because I think there's more wide receivers coming in the league like Juwan Jennings versus not. Mm-hmm. So supply and demand. So if you can get to a place like Cleveland that has shown the inability to negotiate without being dumb, considering that you got Deshaun Watson for a fully guaranteed contract, you just drafted two quarterbacks in the third and fifth round, and you have Joe Flacco, and you traded for Kenny Pickett, that's the first place I want to go. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to make Jerry Jeudy better, and we're going to make any of those schmucks that you have at quarterback, including Shedeur Sanders, look like superheroes. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the first places I go, or Indy.
I just threw that out there as an example.
I wouldn't be opposed now if Slowick was still there because he came from San Francisco to go down to Houston. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of places that could
alongside Amari.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Go in there and be the true number two. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, he does a lot of the dirty work. He'll go in and block safeties, linebackers, and kill corners in one-on-one blocking. That'll make everybody else on the offense better. So I think he's an asset wherever you can go. And I commend him for trying to get out of town. And it's not even a bad deal. I'm sure Shanahan and John Lynch understand.
Yeah. They don't take it personal. No. They don't like it, but they don't take it personal.
No, because he's exceeded the expectations, even though you gave him a bump in pay. Mm-hmm. You should never expect him to stay there and be okay with being paid okay, because you know there aren't guaranteed contracts. They've been around the business. John played. Was a great player in his own right. And so he should know, even that, you know, you can't ever take that play. You have to take your player hat off when you're in the, you know, upper seats or upper decision-making positions. But then also it doesn't ever leave your body because you know exactly where these players stand. But we'll take a quick break, come back, quick segment. We're going to have Austin's thoughts on potential with the rumors out there that Nick Saban might be coming back, and where would he go? Where would he go, coach, if he can't go back to Bama? Where would Nick Saban fit for 3 to 4 years, him and Miss Terry, go and try to dominate? Quick break. We'll be right back. Jay Foreman, Austin Omer, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.